This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
That was a edit together of Cam Newton calling the Patriots fool's gold. Then Adam Schefter saying, no, he doesn't think they're fool's gold. And then from our conversation with Drake May on Monday saying, I don't even know what show he's on, of Cam Newton, his boyhood idol who he honored with a touchdown celebration earlier in the year. I think the biggest takeaway from that, Ted, is Adam's right. It's good TV. I don't know how many days later it is. We're still talking about it. We're asking Adam Schefter. We asked Drake May, but like, isn't that Cam's job, is to say something on television that people are going to talk about?
Yeah. I would suck at that job because it's hard to manufacture opinions. If I don't believe in the opinion,
yeah,
my own opinion, I couldn't do it. I find it interesting that of all the quarterbacks that seem to be critical of Drake, it's the one guy that Drake emulated touchdown celebration.
Yep.
When they played the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah. I think he was told an argument. I think this is one of those shows where somebody's going to say something and I need somebody to say the other side. Point, counterpoint it. And I think Cam drew the short straw or was like, I'll do it. I can make an argument.
So does Bart Scott and Cam Newton always draw the short straws?
Probably.
Because they're the ones with the boneheaded opinions.
I think they're the newcomers. I also think they're the young guys that are probably willing to, I can argue anything. I'll say something. Because if you remember the original cut, Cam didn't really say anything. He just kept yelling, you're a liar. You're a liar who lies. He never had, like, facts or arguments.
He didn't back it up with anything.
With nothing. Right. That leads me to believe he doesn't really believe it. And he also threw in there, and I like Drake May. I'm a fan of Drake May while he's kind of ripping the fool's gold nature of Drake May and the Patriots. So again, he's doing his job. We're talking about it. People are watching. It's getting conversation stirring. And in this day and age right now, if you're a counterpoint to the Patriots being good, you're a rarity. There's not a lot of, like, even the Dan Orlovsky thing, which was an exercise bringing up a problem he sees with the Patriots. There's not a lot of that out there.
There's like, some.
Even you with your DVOAs. Yeah. Is sort of counter to much of the conversation about the Patriots.
There's some. And it's surprisingly, it centers around the unit that I don't think people thought would be considered the weaker unit, and that's the defense. You know, Mina Kimes points out that they're 27th in pass rush win rate. That's an issue, and that's leading to maybe some of the big passing, chunk passing plays. You know, the opponents right now have a 97 passer rating against the Patriots secondary, which is 24th in the NFL. The Patriots in first quarter points allowed are 28th in the NFL. Their red zone defense, it's gotten better. It's gone from 32nd to 31st in red zone defense. So that's good. And opponents are 100% in TD rate in goal to go situations. Those are categories. That's enough to kind of give me pause on how far this team can go. Those are not just, you know, meaningless metrics. Those are, I mean, being that bad in the red zone, being that bad in goal-to-goal situations, being that bad in passer rating, which I think is tied into the pass rush, are concerns, big concerns. And so I think that's what people are pointing to mostly when they make an argument for why the Pats aren't as good as their record would indicate.
Do you have Cam's cell? Have you ever met Cam? Contact? Because you might want to send those notes to him because he could use those next time he wants to argue against the Patriots.
That's it, man.
Because those are real. Those are real numbers.
Yep.
Better than him just saying, you lie, you're a liar, they stink, they're not that good. That's something tangible. Something else that's tangible is Drake May is one of the best quarterbacks in football right now. Where you rank him, if you choose to have him top six, top five, whatever, that can be debatable. But he's in that top grouping of quarterbacks right now, which spurred some conversation. I heard Jones and Keefe talking about it yesterday just in relation to this game. Would you rather, moving forward, have Joe Burrow as your quarterback or Drake May? Joe Burrow, who's been to a Super Bowl but also gets banged up. Joe Burrow, who's been accepted as a top four quarterback in the league for multiple years now. So Dan Ball came up with the simple question. It's the old, you're a golf guy. Remember in the old days it was Tiger or the field?
The field, yeah.
Right? Every time there was a major or something, did you want to bet Tiger or the field?
Yep.
So we're asking the same question. Quarterback, NFL, Drake May or the field?
You know the answer.
I would like you to say it, though.
I'll take Drake May every day of the week and twice on Sundays. Give me Drake May. Why not Joe Burrow? You know, I like the mobility that Drake May brings to the table. I like that Drake May is elevating receivers. You know, where Joe Burrow's got elite wide receivers and tight end at his disposal. Why not, Josh Allen? Josh, I think, is a little bit too reckless the way he's playing right now. It kind of harkens back to his first few years, careless with the football. Yeah, he had a nice game the other day where he got six touchdowns. But I don't like it. I don't like him lowering his shoulder in so many of his plays that are off schedule. It's like helter-skelter. He's running around. It's chaos. Where I think when Drake leaves the pocket, it's a more controlled kind of way in which he goes about making completions down the field, and he's not lowering but he's not looking for contact like Josh. So I just trust Drake to keep himself healthy and not take big hits. I don't know, Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, you see how he's playing? I don't know. He makes some really boneheaded throws, man.
Yes, he does.
And you said it. He's 0-5 in one score games this year. So, I mean, Lamar Jackson, I love Lamar. I think there's a more dynamic piece to Drake May. So, I don't know. When you compare him to the other guys, I feel like I can make an argument why I like, well, Ted, he doesn't have any coming from behind wins. No, that's true. He doesn't. But he's also not had the opportunities to right. have to bring his team back. You know, but you look at the Jets, it was a one-score game for three quarters. You look at the Tampa Bay game, basically the same thing. You look at the Atlanta game. They won by a point. He made drives to kind of secure the win, not come from behind. So he's been in situations in certain games this year. The Buffalo, the first time they played, was nip-tuck the whole way. And he made the plays he had to secure the win. Those aren't from behind plays. But he's showing me that in big moments, he can deliver. And so that whole thing, well, he hasn't had a comeback win, I don't think is a valid argument in this case.
So the one name you didn't bring up in terms of the right now, if we're talking about right now, you got a game you want to win on Sunday, who's better than Drake May? I think Matthew Stafford could be in consideration for that. Obviously, he's not a long-term consideration because he could retire any moment. This could be his last season. Is he in that conversation of playing the quarterback position right now?
No. Yeah, I get it. But okay, right now, maybe right now. In that system, he's a system quarterback. He's been in the same system for a long time. He's got a great defense, a much better defense.
Yep.
He's got, some would say, better skill players.
I would.
So he's got all those things favor Matt Stafford. But I think that's what makes Drake May even more impressive and why I'd pick him over Matt Stafford.
So I think Fitzy took Josh Allen, just for full disclosure, early in the show. He thinks Josh Allen. And I thought...
And why?
Just because he's done it for a longer period of time. He's done it in the postseason. But I'm with you. If you watch Sunday's game, is a perfect example. The first third of the game, he was bad. He was turning the ball over. He was making those dumb Josh Allen or gunslinger Josh Allen decisions. And then, yes, he turned it on, and he had the six touchdowns, and that's awesome, and that's great. But Drake has cleaned it up. As Hoyer told us, it's getting harder and harder to list your bad Drake May plays from week to week, right? Yeah, I said to you, there was one bad play, I thought, last week. It was an indecisive run where I thought he put himself kind of in harm's way because he didn't know exactly what he wanted to do. Other than that, he was borderline perfect. He's not making mistakes, and he is making plays. And you're right, he hasn't won in the postseason, right? That's a fact. We have no idea what he's going to do in the postseason. We have no idea what he's going to be down in the fourth quarter in the postseason. We also don't know if he's going to be awesome in those situations. And everything he's showed us so far is what? He's awesome. He's getting better at everything you throw at him and challenge him with.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been a supercomputer. I mean, he has had some boneheaded plays, but those were earlier in the season.
Yeah.
Where you go, okay, oh boy, the Raiders game. He did make a bad throw in the Cleveland game, which wasn't that far away. But for the most part, he's really cleaned it up. And I'm trying to look at what so Josh Allen, he's got 7 interceptions. He had 2. So, Josh Allen had a great come from behind win against the Buccaneers, but he also threw 2 interceptions. He was the reason they were probably in a hole.
Right? Oh, yeah. And one of them was a classic Josh Allen. I don't know if you remember the play. 4th and 2. And he has a tight end over the middle, and the back just ran a little swing pass. Yeah. No one ran with him. Yeah. Literally, so 4th and 2, dump it to him. He picks up more than 2 yards. But what did he say? Oh, no, I can squeeze it into the tight end over the middle. You couldn't. A hand hits the ball. It deflects in the air, and it's intercepted. Yeah. That's classic Josh Allen right there. Bad Josh Allen.
Right.
Not good Josh Allen.
And the thing that Josh doesn't have is a very good defense. They did have the best passing defense in the NFL to start the season, but I don't think that's the case anymore. But he's got one of the best running attacks to support him as well, which obviously Drake May doesn't have. So
nope.
I just – when you – There's a lot of these great quarterbacks that you're comparing Drake to that have a lot of help, that have more resources than Drake has, and he's making more with less, to me. And so I don't even think it's really that close.
So what I really don't think is close right now is the next step of the question. If you were starting a team right now, which quarterback would you pick? That's Drake May. Right.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. So I agree with you. I don't even think it's close. But what would the answer to that question have been 3 months ago, before this season started? What would the answer to the question, if you pick any quarterback in the NFL, you're starting a franchise, who would you take? What would the answer to that question have been?
My answer would have been probably Josh Allen.
Okay.
But Drake would have been 2nd or 3rd. Maybe Mahomes. But
Jaden Daniels.
You know what? I do love Jaden Daniels. I do.
So he would have been in the conversation.
Yeah, he would have been. So Drake, but Drake, look, I've always said he was special. I thought he had unbelievable skill set. I just thought training camp was not a good training camp for him, and the week 1 was not a good. So I kind of pulled back on my Drake May. Just a few surprise, if you will. But I'm not doing that anymore. I told you, I came out of the shadows, man. I think he's the best player in the NFL. I think he does things that no other quarterback does. You try to compare him to this quarterback, that quarterback, it's stop doing that. He does things that are unique to him. And so that's where I'm at with Drake May.
Did you say the best player in the NFL?
Best player, yeah.
So not just best quarterback.
Well, that's true. We don't need to get into that, because I said J.J. Watt was the best player I've ever seen, and that got people all worked up. Oh, Tom Brady. So there is a difference. Maybe not the best player, but certainly the best quarterback.
Yeah. I think it's interesting how fast it came about. The only thing
Miles Garrett, I'd say, is probably the best player.
Certainly the best, looking specimen of a player. Every time one of those photos come up.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right?
So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On my Instagram, when he's like rushing the passer, it looks like they're fake. Like, this is an AI. And no, that's his bicep. That's his tricep. That's his pectoral hanging out of his jersey. Like, he is a beast.
Boy, settle down.
The cocoa butter. What'd you say? The cocoa butter?
Coconut oil.
The coconut oil. The only thing, so the, earlier I brought up the question, these young start a franchise quarterbacks. A couple of years ago, it was C.J. Stroud, right? Like, everybody loved C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
And he turned Houston around.
Yeah,
and
when Bobby Slowak was there.
Yeah, that whole thing. And then the next year, it was Jaden Daniels. And everybody said, oh, Jaden Daniels turned things around in Washington. Is there any reason that there'll be any sort of regression like those guys have undergone?
Yeah, the only thing is if the hits, if he starts getting, you know, like Jaden Daniels is out.
Yep.
I worry about the hits accumulating. I do. I think... you know, again, I always like to compare Andrew Luck to kind of, you know, Andrew Luck started out, his career started off like he was on a trajectory to be perennial Hall of Famer, no question about it. He played 7 years because he got beat up. And it can, the hits accumulate fast. I think I've seen that with Patrick Mahomes. You're starting to see it with Lamar. It impacts them. It impacts their timing, their confidence in the pocket. They're worried about getting hit. You see it. You saw it happen to Peyton. You saw it happen to his brother Eli. You saw it happen to Drew, where they start getting a little bit worried about getting hit, and it affects their game. So I worry about him getting hit. The sacks, he's on, you know, pace to get sacked 56 times. That's way too much, and that's not including the hits in the open field when he leaves as a runner. And so I am worried about him overall, his health. That's the only thing that I think will ever hold him back. Otherwise, his natural ability is as good as any quarterback I've ever seen.
Do you think he worries about the hits? Do you think he thinks about that?
Do
you think
that
registers with him?
I don't. I don't.
Does it have to at some point?
Yes, it has to.
And how does that?
I mean, you're starting to see him make better decisions when he leaves the pocket. So obviously they just need to stay on him about that. Make sure that they are not, you know, just never, ever, ever just stop reminding him how important it is that he takes care of his body and he keeps himself out of harm's way and throw the. I'd like to see a little bit more throwaways.
Yep.
When he does throw the ball away, it's usually on those rollouts.
Yep.
When he doesn't have anybody to hit on that half field read, and so he just throws it out of bounds. But even from the pocket, I'd like to see. I have seen him throw the ball away from the pocket in the red zone, which is smart.
Yep.
So you don't take a sack to hurt your field position. But just maybe a little bit more throwaways here and there. I would like to see.
Dan Ball?
Guys, on the topic of quarterback, by the way, about 10 minutes after Adam Schefter hung up with us, he tweeted the Cincinnati Bengals injury report from practice.
Okay.
They did have one quarterback who was a limited participant, but that was Joe Flacco because Joe Burrow was a full participant in practice today for the Bengals.
Okay, so he is, I don't think he's going to make it back for Sunday,
but
he's going to play soon. This is a, what did Adam Schefter call, like a make or break game for them? Because if they can upset the Patriots, that brings them to 4-7, and you're adding Joe Burrow to the conversation. You could and getting Ja'Marr Chase back from the suspension
in a weak-ass division.
In a weak-ass division, you can probably convince yourself we still got a shot here. It won't be easy, but we're bringing back Joe Burrow. They're 2-0 with Burrow, right? They won their first two games, I believe, to start the year with Joe Burrow. And if you're getting him back, you can probably talk yourself into it. Now, part of that is I think you probably need to upset the Patriots. If you lose an eighth game and now you get Joe Burrow, you've dug a pretty good hole to try to get out of there. But it's a shame.
No, you can't lose this game.
Yeah.
You're coming off of a 10-day kind of break. You're riding high. Nope, you cannot lose this game.
Yeah, I don't really think it's losable.
But there's times when, I mean, are there times when you look at Joe Flacco and you go, he throws a beautiful pass.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and he's just like gets in the zone, man,
yep,
where he can hit 10 straight.
Yep.
And that does worry me a little bit.
If they had Chase, I would give them a Joe Flacco puncher's chance. If they had Chase and Higgins, but if you take away Chase, now it's kind of just Higgins. Okay, whether you want to do Gonzo, whether you want to do double team with Gonzo on the Ioval, the other guy, the third receiver,
yeah,
whatever. Yeah. I think that's a Ja'Marr Chase screwed his team. big time. Because this is a game where, yeah, maybe
it is
you
a pivotal game. You kind of just assume they're out of it. No, they're in that division. They're
You're
still
not.
In it.
And yeah. Joe Burrow on the horizon. Joe Burrow, yeah. You know, maybe he gives you a little boost of confidence and see what you can do. But let's mix in a couple phone calls here. 617-779-7937. Let's go to David in the car. What's up, David? David.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, how are you? Good, good. So here's my thing that why Cam Newton is so negative about Drake May. So he came to New England with a chip on his shoulders, and he stunk. He got his job taken away from a rookie, and now he sees another rookie in here doing very, very well. So guys like Cam, they can't deal with that. They can't handle that. That's the issue. And here's another thing on Josh Allen. The only time Josh Allen's going to win a Super Bowl is when Bill Belichick goes and coaches Buffalo, which is going to happen after this year when Buffalo misses the playoffs in Super Bowl.
Thanks for the call, David. We will get into Bill Belichick around 5:30.
David's been living. Where is he? Was he calling from a cave?
Maybe.
Or is that where he was calling from?
He just woke up.
Has he not been paying attention to what's been going on with Bill Belichick?
Maybe a long nap. Right?
It's
maybe
a
like
nap.
A 10-year nap or
yeah,
something.
Yeah. It is his mother's basement.
It is hibernation season, boys.
Yeah, wow. It is. Because that's crazy. If you had said that maybe 10 years ago, okay, I would have.
Do you remember how did it end here with Cam Newton? Do you remember kind of how it ended? It was weird. Like, Bill loved him
some
Cam
Newton. Oh, yeah.
Then
he got cut, and he got cut because of his aura, he said, and he met with.
But do you know why he got cut?
Tell me.
Well, I think it was around COVID, and he had a thing about COVID, and there was something, he was supposed to get tested, he didn't. There was a little bit of he let go of the rope a little bit.
Yeah, I also heard things behind the scenes that he really let go of the rope and kind of forced him out the door because of it. But we'll talk about that off air because I can't validate it or verify it necessarily. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Renee and Lawrence. What's up, Renee?
Hey, how you doing, fellas? First time caller. It's great to talk to you.
Thanks.
Good to talk to you, man.
Hey, I just have a take on how we think the level of officiating is deteriorating, getting worse and worse. And I think it has something to do with the advent of all the camera angles and all the super high definition stuff that wasn't really present, you know, in the 90s and the early 2000s, and you're getting 9 looks at something that you might have gotten 3 looks through a lesser lens, we'll say. So it's just, I think it's a lot clearer to people because there are so many different angles.
Thanks for the call, Renee. It's a little like you said yesterday. If you spit on someone, there's a million cameras. They're gonna catch
it.
And it's the same thing. Yeah, things can get missed by the eyes, but with all the cameras, we're going to see a hold or a backside
I do feel Adam, though, was right when he said, basically, it's the same story every year.
Yep.
I don't know how it's worse this year than it was last year or the year before. I feel like every year there's always people that say that the refereeing is bad. And I'll say this, that reminds me, there is one category that the Bengals are number one in the NFL in a positive way.
Penalties. Is that it?
That's no. It.
Oh, it is.
Penalty yards. They only have like 385 penalty yards. They're the least penalized team in the NFL. Who would have ever thought?
Not me. I definitely Cincinnati would not have Bengals, thought that. That's in. Maybe they just don't care enough to commit penalties.
Maybe that's it.
Because we stink without our quarterback. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls. Coming up next, apparently Ted Johnson said something on TV, something to the effect that Drake is doing things I've never seen. And his cohorts on NBC Sports Boston have reacted. We're going to hear some of that, and we're going to talk about it next here on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.